morning, Ken.
Morning, Ed. How you doing today?
Fine. I'm doing all right, I reckon. How about yourself?
Bad. Trying to warm up. A little chilly this morning.
It's supposed to go down to something like 30 degrees over here. I know there's a real heavy frost over this way.
Dad, I did my windshield was nice and clear, but we just might not have had enough humidity to deal with that. So, but it's cold, that's for sure. And the wind is what's hitting me already. It's moving pretty good over here.
KK4NXZ.
Good morning. I don't have any wind over this way.
Got air going on.
Again last night.
I say that again.
Your truck in last night.
Well, I didn't. I tell you, I bought me a kickoff grill. Do you know what that is? Lodge makes I think it's a new thing. It's a kickoff grill.
Tell me about that. I'm not familiar with that one.
It's a bottom plate that's got legs on the top and on the bottom, and it's got a griddle on one side and a smooth surface on the other side, so you can cook on that bottom stand. And then it has a lid that goes over it that's about 6 inches tall, and it's got a grate built into the bottom, you know, at the top of the lid. And so it's made to where you can charcoals in it, put that lid on it, and cook on it like a grill. You ought to check that thing out. I used it the other night to cook steaks and shrimp, and man, that thing is fast and easy.
We'll have to take a gander at that and see what I think of it.
Pod, I need to get up with you.
I got yours too.
Maybe Sunday. I don't know what all I got going on Sunday. We'll probably have an Easter dinner or something. But I'll get down there in the next couple, three, 4 days.
No hurry. You do what you need to do with the family this weekend. And we'll get together. I know it ain't going to go nowhere. 16 inches sitting there next to the dining room table just waiting on you.
That's going to make a mess of vittles right there.
Thinking about doing some extra seasoning on mine and then took up a big pot of Brunswick stew.
I'm wondering how many Cornish hens you can get stuck up in that 16.
Be able to get six easy, if not more.
Oh man, that's tasting good right there.
Get together and do us a good cooking, that's all there is to it.
To get together with you, I bring that four-wheeler up and bring all my cooking stuff up and some meat and all some vegetables and go up there to Patrick's new property.
Me, I talked to him yesterday on the radio, and he's game. He's wanting to do that. He's just waiting for all the necessary paperwork and stuff to get done.
Keep hopping along over here, just chilling and driving, trying to stay warm.
GPA, I'm here. I figured I'd been taking a break from the radio for a while. Figured I'd chime in and say good morning on this Friday. You had to do about a half a day today, but then I got to ride to Georgia when I get off.
Do with your route.
Over two-thirds of the way done. Now, should be done. Can for an AP Friday.
You're going to have a good day today then.
Oh. Sam's today and picked me up about four racks of ribs to smoke up for the weekend.
Good, you having everybody over?
Everybody but Harold and his family, they staying down in Charleston this weekend. They said they gonna come up next weekend because it's their oldest daughter's birthday next weekend, so they're saving the trip for that.
You're down there?
They'd be doing all right if it wasn't for the union trying to do the slowdown and show their rear end. Because they got the final word, they're done and over with. And they're trying to cause as much headache as they can.
Those are the kind that you just don't tell them till Friday that they don't have a job Monday.
I'm told not to apply for any of the positions because the state's not going to hire them.
Hold up, I'm going to hop out of here. Hope you guys have a fantastic day today and enjoy that weekend ahead, and hopefully we'll get to catch up with you Monday morning. 73's KK4POT.
73's 10. Frost over your way.
7.
Might be frost over here, but I don't have the wind that Tim was talking about. Help me up today.
One of our holidays.
Get a day off, so regardless, holiday or whatever.
You can do that.
Raised on that beef cattle farm, so that was 7 days a week, and then the way I worked at the textile plant when I was going to college was 7 days a week, so I'm used to it. I wouldn't know anything else.
Out of high school, only went 2 days a week.
Better than that.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely enjoy being able to get together with my grandkids. I wouldn't want to work that shift. I worked third shift for about 3 years, and man, it was, I just could not sleep. I don't care if I slept 4 hours or 16 hours. It didn't matter. And then the weekend, going into the weekend, I'd stay up the day I got off for the weekend, and then, man, my sleep stayed messed up. Now, I know you worked it for years and liked it. And my son-in-law's dad, he loved it.
Police department, I spent 14 and a half years shift. I love it.
It like about third is you had all day if you worked your sleep right, which it wouldn't have mattered to me, but I was able to do some volunteer mechanics at the fire department, and I was one of the guys there during the day in case they got a fire call. So, I mean, and I was able to deal with stuff, transactions and things that you do during the day that I can't do now if it wasn't for having a day off in the middle of the week.
Now, come on in here, Andrew.
Hear him.
That was Andrew. I thought that was his call sign.
I didn't catch the call sign on there. It didn't sound like him.
In here with us. Come on in. It's just us. KM4NAP Friday. We got the day off, so we won't hear him this morning.
Well, I was on yesterday, and my battery went dead on my handheld, and so I missed you. Yesterday, I heard you come in there right shortly after, you know, my battery died, my handheld went off, and I turned it off, waited a minute, turned it back on. I heard you in there, but I couldn't have called out to you to just shut down on me. My battery for my Prius, there ain't one to be had out there.
just filled up the canal.
Where I just about don't believe a thing they say. Of us.
Do any turkey hunting this year?
Two. They're all over the place, but actually, my son-in-law down there in Lawrence, he wanted to go to Jalapa. He's taking his son to Jalapa today to do some turkey hunting, and I was going to swap Tuesday with Friday. But Saturday, or no, last week, I had bought I bought about $600 worth of boulders, and I had to get them placed, so I did that Tuesday. I needed to get them out of the yard. I got wood laid everywhere. We're going to have a wood cut party this weekend. So I got all the boys coming up, and then my neighbor's going to come up and help me. We're going to cut everything up and try to split it.
You're not going to have a day off at all.
As fun as it gets for me, I mean, I love working with wood. There ain't no doubt about that.
I'm cutting it and splitting it, but I sure did enjoy using it in the old wood stove.
Well, I left that little woman with a good roaring fire this morning and had one last night. And I'm just sitting there this morning looking into that thing going, wow, I wish it was winter again.
I'm saying, boy, I wish I had the day off so I wouldn't have to leave it. Well, that passenger window up, it's getting a little bit of a bite to it.
And this morning, it had a bite to it.
Get it or I'll bring that metal detector of mine up and you can play with it.
One place up there on the property I definitely would like to use that detector on.
You're welcome to use it anytime you want it.
It's fairly deep, doesn't it?
4 feet.
Well, it wouldn't take but a minute to do that area.
Good morning, this is Jerry.
Morning, Jerry.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing today?
I'm here.
Be off here shortly. It's been a long, cold night.
What?
I work up here at Michelin in a vehicle, but I'm in and out of the truck every so often.
You have a pretty quiet night just about every night.
Bad spot. I don't know if you talked to me or not. Copy, you want to get in?
You have a pretty quiet night every night.
My nights ain't too bad, no. It depends, you know. We do emergency service, so it's right now Easter shutdown. There ain't a whole lot of people at the plant, but sometimes it gets kind of busy for us.
My brother-in-law was at work over at Michelin plant in Sandy Springs. They work inside.
Built a tire. I'm getting to think if you don't build a tire, you might not have a job, but they go in and out of things all the time, but there's a bunch of plants. I think there's 26 plants here in the United States.
Thanks, and make the rubber and cut it.
Over there, nothing safety projects for them and all that stuff. They have to pretty much take a shower before they leave all the time. It's pretty nasty over there, but yeah, we get all our rubber from over there.
It's pretty nasty over there. Come on in here, Mike.
How are you, my friend?
I go to the beach every year, and we go up down the beach. I got a metal detector, go up down the beach, and we have fun with it. I ain't ever found nothing really worth anything really good, but we found a bunch of stuff.
Well, them diamond rings and this and that and the other, but all I ever found at the beach, Ed lent me his detector, and I found a slew of bottle caps.
Oh, that's for sure.
He trashed to get to the treasure.
Up here, around the Air Force base up here and all the old Air Force base up here every weekend, with metal detectors. I guess they're trying to find all the Civil War stuff, up here at Donelson Airport.
World War II tent camp over that way.
Yeah, I don't know what all they found. There's a bunch of stuff they found over here. I talked to one of the guys over here. They found a bunch of different stuff. They go over all, about every weekend. It's pretty out here. They're out here digging around everywhere.
I can tell you that right now.
Playing the DMR radios and all, money chance?
But Mike does.
A little bit with it.
I've only had my license since beginning of March and all. I tested back in February, but I talked to a couple people up there at on another repeater last night, and they was talking about the DMR stuff, but that's the first I've heard of it. I didn't realize you can have a radio like that, and all, didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, there's some stuff on, YouTube, if you look that up, and it goes through the explanations and, descriptions and usages and, the type of radios you would want to get, radios you need to stay away from, and, there's a ton of information out there on YouTube.
A lot of people own the DMRs, or is it something new, or anything like that, or what?
Not new, I don't, you know, me and my son-in-law fool with it. I don't know of anybody else out there that's doing it.
Mitchell repeater last night, talked to some guys and all, and he was telling about it. He said he uses it, but he said he's talked to people all over the place with it, but I didn't realize there was something like that out there for sure.
Well, I've destinated guys. Jerry, I want you to have a good day and be safe, and then Ed, I want you to enjoy your coffee, and we will catch up with you later, and you have a fantastic day, my friend. Catch up with you guys, 73s to both of you, KK4NXE, we're going to be clear.
Being safe, have a good one, and we'll be listening for you, so 73s, KM4NXE.
73 this time, it's KO4 NNR. I done with you. Paper out?
30 minutes.
Started with that.
On what time the truck gets there. Sometimes they're early, sometimes they're late. They're not very consistent.
Is any more?
Right. It takes me 4 hours to run my route, 5 hours on Sunday.
I didn't realize that many people get newspapers anymore. I haven't got one in a long time, to be honest with you.
I would say my average customer's age is probably around 75.
That's for sure.
I deliver. I have 350 customers.
The Clemson area, is that correct?
That's correct. This is where I did 23 years of police work.
I done about 4 years in Abbeville City Police Department and all before I came up here and all. And, of course, the state of South Carolina is crazy where you can't have two commissions. And even though we don't arrest anybody up here, we have sled license, and I had to give it up. And I hated to give it up, but Michelin paid a lot more money than law enforcement did.
Been an auxiliary officer. Yeah, it used to be you could hold a state and a city or county commission, but You can't do that anymore. I changed in the early, I guess, mid-70s, somewhere along in there. And what you can have a commission with a city, county, or state, and also hold a federal commission. So you can hold the old commission that way.
Fled and talked to them, and I talked about everybody I could. I tried to be a swap over to a state constable. I tried to be a reserve. I tried to be everything I possibly could, and they told me I couldn't as long as I had the sled cord up here.
Several people that had the sled cards for security and stuff, and they were allowed to be reserves, so I don't know. What classification are you?
It's not really we got the same power as a deputy, but that's about it. It's just a security guard, but it's not really a classification on it.
Right, I think you're class 4. You should be able to be a reserve.
About 9 years, but 9 years ago when I fought a tooth and nails, I called all kind of people, and I had chief call and everything, and they would not let me. I tried to be reserve. I tried to be a constable. I tried everything, and Sled told me blank, point blank, nope. I didn't have one or the other.
You changed it then?
I don't know if it's worth being in law enforcement anymore now. It's, you know, the laws definitely ain't made for the law officers, that's for sure.
Agree with that. I've been out, come December of this year, be 19 years. I got medically retired because of quadruple bypass surgery, but my oldest son, he was state immigration unit, and my youngest son is with state transport, and my middle boy owns a semi truck, and he works support down in Charleston.
Pretty good.
Generation and
their force. When I was in it, you know, we had a good group of guys and all, and we had good times with it. But I mean, it's, you know, it's just like anything else, a job, you know, it's, you got your goods with your bads.
That 100%. Excited, I had a good crew that worked under me. When I worked the street, I was third shift lieutenant, and then they promoted me captain over CID, and I had some real good investigators. I had one that wanted to give me a lot of problems, and he didn't last long.
You just don't realize you come in and do your job, and all you want no problems.
He wanted to think that he didn't have to answer to anybody, so I had to sort of trim his tail feathers, and he got mad and quit.
Something like that, that's for sure.
Do it all over again if I got half a chance.
See, I miss it. I mean, I could have stayed in it and not took this job, but I guess this is the best option at the time, my family and all, and I enjoyed it. This is a great job. I mean, this is a really good job on most days, and then some days it's just like anything else, it's a job, but I do miss it for sure.
Plant security for J.P. Stevens years ago, but I was stationed out of New York, and I worked around here, but when the big boss, the owner of the company, come in, I had to be his bodyguard, and I didn't enjoy that too much.
Be too fun, in my opinion.
Good fella and all, but I just didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, we're basically just a couple of witnesses around here. Most of our stuff is fire and EMS and safety, environmental stuff, but we do have sled cards, and we're pretty much just credible witnesses and call local law enforcement if we have any problems.
Got a family, you got to do what you got to do.
About the kids, main thing, you know. That's the main thing about it, is take care of the family.
Police, and I worked police work and two side jobs all the way up to the time I got promoted to captain.
I think everybody that worked any kind of emergency service had two jobs for sure, which I've been in construction since I was 9 years old. My grandpa started a business back in 69, and I've been doing construction all my life. I still do construction up here on my days off, but just about everybody I know works anything with fire, EMS, and law enforcement has a second job for sure.
With the police department, I was taking home $90 a week.
Doing something back then.
Bringing home $350 a week. We talking back in the mid to late 70s.
Bug for law enforcement if you drop that much, for sure.
My third generation. That's all I ever wanted to do. And I'm out here running paper route at night because I'm addicted to working nights.
I'm kind of a night owl. I like nights. You know, we have to swap every month, so we got a month of days, month of nights and all, but I do prefer nights, so, you know, I'm kind of a night owl myself.
For being out here doing this, it's just me, myself, and I.
You got your hobby riding around with you, so works out pretty good.
True.
I got lucky and able to take my hobby around with me. I can't mount anything in here, but so I just bring this little radio with me and plug in a cigarette lighter and put a little magnet antenna up, and I ride around at night and talk to people when I have a chance.
What scared you like? Because anytime you work a night shift, 9 times out of 10, I got this radio turned on. If I leave the drop, you know, I leave anywhere between 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, so anytime after that, you're probably going to catch me on the radio.
I scan all night long. I talked to some guys on Mount Mitchell last night to about, I don't know, 2:30, 3 o'clock, and then, so I scan all night long and all, but we work 12 hours. I'm off for the weekend, come back Monday, Tuesday, and then off Wednesday, Thursday, so I'll be back Monday night.
Night, so I tell you, I wouldn't know what to do if I had a day off. I'd be lost.
I don't really have a day off. I have a day off from my permanent job, I guess you can say, and then I have my own business too. I do remodeling and stuff, so we remodel a kitchen this weekend for sure, and I built some cabinets. I'm going to try to get the floor straightened out and try to get them cabinets put in this weekend.
So I've been able to do that. I can't even drive a nail straight, even with a air gun.
Been doing that since I was 9. My grandpa, I pretty much lived in most of my life and all, and he got me at a young age and made me get out there and do all kind of things I hated doing, and now I miss it and wish he was still here to teach me more.
Foresight, no weather, always better than foresight.
I wish I had a lot of that time back, that's for sure. We had some good times with him.
Close your eyes and think about him, and he's there. He's never far away.
Every day, like I say, he taught me everything I knew, need to know and everything in my business, so he, it worked out great for me. He's with me every day.
I hire you to redo my back deck. Part of it gave way because of a tree root. But it's not but 64 feet long and 15 feet wide.
This COVID pandemic, I built so many decks it was not even funny. And of course, price of wood has went skyrocketed. It's crazy, but this year has been booming for me. For I guess so many people have been home wanting to look at things and get things fixed. I've had so much work. I should have took a whole year off from Michelin and done my business. To be honest with you.
thought I heard somebody say on the radio that the price of wood is supposed to come down later on this year.
Oh, I'm telling you, I built these cabinets and all, and used to, I could buy a cabinet wood for about $34 to $40 a sheet, and right now it's $76 a piece, and that's just crazy.
Because of the fungus among us.
Among us, that's for sure.
It's bad, and I'm not going to, you know, steer away from that, but I think it was more of a scare tactic than it was anything else.
I never in this world thought that the economy would shut down like it did over it. I mean, even finding toilet paper and stuff like that's kind of crazy, you know. This plant up here don't never hardly shut down for long periods of time at all, but during this whole process, it shut down for months, and I was like, wow. Which we was here, we got to be here 24/7 no matter what.
Newspaper didn't shut down because I was out here 7 days a week. It's just normal days.
The essential worker then, what you're saying.
They said we had paperwork and all this other stuff we had to carry with us. I never did even have to use it.
It never really affected me and my family and all. Like I said, we was here 24/7, and with my business too. I mean, it got crazy. I mean, it actually was a pretty good year for me as far as financial with business and stuff, but I know a lot of people got hurt from it, that's for sure.
Restaurants, they've lost out. A lot of them said, we not coming back. I can understand that.
Crowd this morning. I don't hear anybody else on the radio this morning.
In fact, the week I had a repeater. That's the first time ever happened to me. But Ken's got a long weekend.
Saying that, I was listening yesterday morning, but I wasn't able to get on there at all.
It's bad we can't go rouse him out of bed. Call it a day. I'm fixing to turn into my driveway, be there in about 4 or 5 minutes. So you have a good one. Hopefully catch you Monday night. So 732 KM4 NAP will be clear on your final.
Talk to you. I'm fixing to go in and do some shift change anyway, but I'll definitely hit you up Monday night and all, and see if you're on here and all. But good talk to you. 73 this time, KO4 NNR.